See, Two Hill will be limited, and everybody else is expected to practice today. We'll do a walkthrough and practice today only. T-Rap has a neck and Russ Soule's knee.
So Keon will be full.
Yes.
Hey, Sean, if you could maybe talk about the defensive line play a little bit this year. I mean, obviously last week wasn't good enough. Do you think generally, what's your thought generally on how the line has performed for you on the defensive side?
I think overall, again, not to single any one position or player out. I think it's more than anything, it's just they set the table, right? The line of scrimmage has to be set usually by the defensive line, but also not just them. In this case, it's linebackers, safeties, corners. It takes all 11 in that regard. So, I think there's been some really good moments, and I think there's some things for sure that we can improve on.
Where do you, specifically on Oliver, numbers are down this year, just looking at them. Do you notice anything in particular? Our team is just having better success with him. He hasn't penetrated as much as he did last year.
You saying you're aware that he has not been penetrating? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the numbers say that he's not getting penetrated. His sacks are down, his pressures are down, and all of that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes the protection turns to him, sometimes it doesn't, and he has a one-on-one. So it's a combination of things, really. And, sometimes what gets hidden in some of that is some of the factors that free somebody else up. So could be him, moving the quarterback off the spot, and Greg gets a sack. So sometimes there's some things hidden in there. But overall, I think, to your point, there's some things that he can do better, and then collectively we can do better as a whole as well.
Sean, showing that defense that performance wasn't up to your standards, what do you expect the response to be this weekend?
Well, I think we got to get back to good fundamental football. I think that's really where it starts, and playing – with a certain attitude and mentality.
Sean, when you play a team like this week, and like the Lions, they want to get you out of what you do. I would assume there's a balance between doing what you do well and adjusting to what they do. Do you think you got out of balance this past game in terms of sticking to what seems to work the best for your defense?
Overall, I think there's multiple things probably that led to that result, not just what they do. It's some of what we did or didn't do. You go back and reteach the fundamentals, reteach the standard, reteach the vision for what it's supposed to look like. And that's together, coaches and players. It's not just the players, it's us as coaches and, being a connected unit in that regard. They do a great job, in particular in the play action game and screen game, and they do a great job protecting him in those two capacities.
With Russell dealing with the injury, could it potentially be an opportunity for Kyrie? And a little bit more on him, what's gone into the decision to kind of keep him down the last couple of weeks?
Everything's earned, so that's part of every decision, a big part of every decision, and most of the reason for every decision, really, in terms of who's inactive and whatnot. So everything's earned, and it'll continue to be earned as we move forward this week, no different. So we'll see where it goes.
So has it been about Kyrie not earning the right to be active?
Well, maybe some other players have earned it more. So sometimes it's highly competitive. So, he's been up sometimes, and other times he hasn't.
Is it ribs for Casey? I know that was the injury.
Yes, yeah.
In that same kind of avenue, what have you seen from Jamarcus? Came in briefly first.
Yeah.
What have you seen from him?
Well, you saw some of the production early. I think, the pick six he had and just getting his hands on ball, the ball and making a play. And I think it was the Arizona game to help us seal the game there. And he's physical in the run game. And He's like all of us, got things to work on as well.
Are you looking at Jamarcus as the guy who would step in for Russell?
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
Sean, after the couple of losses, you made a point to point out that you lost the battle up front. How do you win the battle up front against Detroit?
Well, it's tough. They're a really good team. They do a great job along the line of scrimmage, and I know that's where some of the questions are coming around. And look, we've got to get better. We've got to perform better And that starts in practice today. And it is a mentality. It is an attitude. And if you want to play good defense, that's where it starts. If you want to be able to run the ball on offense, and we've been able to do that, and we've been able to stop the run at times, and it's got to be more consistent. And so there's not a whole lot of shortcuts or ways around it. It's got to be a mentality for us first and foremost that we carry through the rest of the season here for us.
Sean, coming off a game like that, I think that the natural inclination would be there'd be some fire, especially the defensive guys, some motivation to do better. How much do you encourage that in light of the fact the general philosophy for you has been trust the routine, trust the process?
That's trust the routine and trust the process is certainly one approach, and certainly what I subscribe to. But within that is you better bring your heart, you better bring your guts, you better put it on the line, you better give max effort, you better put it on the line. And so that's never been two separate thought processes. The process is the process. It's the approach and the preparation. And then the mindset has always been the mindset of this is football. And you got to bring it every day, every week. And our players know that. We certainly have to improve in some areas, and that's one of them in terms of the line of scrimmage.
How much was this a good reminder? Especially where you are in the season and looking ahead to January?
Yeah, in a previous location, we were, I think it was 14-0, and we took a loss late in the year, and then we came back stronger. I don't think every situation is the same, and I don't think you can look at any situation and say, hey, we'll be fine. That's not my personality, right? There's a certain amount of reflection that has to go into why we got the result we got, and what are we going to do to learn from it. You got to make sure you don't overcorrect as well. So we need to make sure that we learn from it and reflect in the areas that we need to reflect on and in and make those adjustments as we move forward. That's part of the journey of a season, and sometimes you pick up some scars that you have to carry forward with you, and they actually make you stronger, whether individually or collectively as a team.
Sean, along those lines, you said after the game that you felt like the team lacked urgency. What do you trace that back to?
I think just overall, I've seen them consistently this year, been very urgent. I think there's potentially things that factor into that, whether it's coming off of the couple games that we had come off of, and perhaps maybe losing just a little bit of the urgency, like I said, and we were going into a situation where that team was hungry too, and in search of a playoff bid, and so which we were in that similar situation last year. So it's all if we handle it the right way, it's all a good reminder for us of how competitive this dang league is week to week, and a lot of teams take a lot of scars on their way to having a darn good season, and we're having a darn good season. So what has to be in front of us this week is the opportunity that's in front of us, and quite frankly, the challenge that's in front of us, going against a 12-1 team, and at their place, it's going to be a heck of an environment.
Hey, Sean, are there any update on some of the injured reserve guys who might be able to practice?
Yeah, so Balin will open his window, and Smoot as well today, and then Tylan will be in his third week of that window.
Sean, you and Dan kind of seem like Dan Campbell, that is. Kind of cut from the same cloth, so to speak, a little bit, the way you try to build a team and your culture. What's your relationship with him, and what do you make from what he's done there from afar?
Yeah, a ton of respect for Coach. I don't really know him, honestly, that well, like I know some of the other coaches. But from afar, certainly respect how he's doing things over there. And I think there's probably no two situations are the same, but the way he's gone in there and done some good things, I think, holistically, there's some similarities, maybe.
What have you seen in the way Goff handles that offense and what he's able to do?
Yeah, I mean, he's in sync. I mean, he's in sync with their coordinator, and they do a great job. And, just very creative in how they scheme things up. And, a credit to Dan and Coach Johnson and the way that they've gotten and developed the players that they've gotten over the years, Jared being one of them.
How do you make sure you don't overcorrect?
Again, you reflect the necessary amount, but you also know what you believe in and what's been working, and You target the areas that that you feel need to be corrected, and you handle those with, you know, good, truthful conversations, and then you go to work again. That's what we got to do.